Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Pete, and thanks to all of you for listening. We're Grant and Danny on the Friday after. This is no Misery Monday. This will be a tough Friday. You are listening to The Fan, the Redskins playing for their postseason lives. Season on the line on national television in primetime last night in Dallas. And they got embarrassed. First time all season, they were just blown out. And they got off to a terrible start. Jamison Crowder fumbling the ball all over the place, gave them no chance. Their offense and defensive lines got decimated. Injuries catch up to them, maybe. Bottom line is, the Cowboys last night were a lot better. The Redskins turned the ball over four times, 2-1 penalty ratio in the wrong direction for Washington. It was a listless, bad performance.
Yeah, I mean, the easy thing to do will be to say the effort, or they weren't ready to play. They just weren't very good, and they got beat. And it's a DC sports thing, whether it's a big game for the Nationals in a game five, or the Capitals in a game seven, or the Wizards anytime there's any kind of spotlight on them, they wilt. This was awful. This was really, really bad. And the fact that on paper it shouldn't have been that bad is what's all the more frustrating and galling. I mean,
yes.
I understand the injuries. Of course, I'm not stupid. I understand. The last night, that offensive line, after Morgan Moses goes down, Ty Nsekhe all of a sudden reverted to a guy that looks like he belongs in the CFL Arena League.
Ty Nsekhe
got destroyed.
Was horrendous yesterday.
It happens. I mean, that's what usually happens. They back up offensive linemen. In Philadelphia last year, they weren't, well, I'm sure they were. They're a bitch and a moan. But Ryan Kerrigan beat Vitae, blah, 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 whatever his last name is, with 9 million vowels. We're sitting here celebrating, beating our chests, going, Kerrigan ate his lunch. Well, that's what happens. Back up crappy offensive lineman that's not your highly paid right tackle gets destroyed. Film at 11. This is just a big picture thing. 20 out of 25 years, not a playoff team. Haven't had at least 10 wins in 23 out of the last 26 years, and that was guaranteed as of last night. This is a loser organization.
Haven't won 11 games once.
Yeah, haven't done that once.
During that stretch.
I mean, get to that.
Well, I guess what annoyed me about the game more than anything else is you knew, particularly in the second half, at 17-7 at halftime, that was still, to me, a ball game. You turned the ball over three times, and you were going to be okay if you protected the football.
Dallas ain't great.
You knew they couldn't throw it. Dak Prescott stinks right now. He was bad last night, mm-hmm. And part of it was him getting banged up. But in the first few drives, he wasn't any good when he was healthy. He went 11 of 22 for 102 yards. You really cannot play any less effective a version of football than he did. And you knew defensively on those last few drives, they're about to run it every down, and you couldn't stop Alfred Morris. Morris looked great. Buck 27, 4.7 a pop. I'm sure we'll get calls today that he should still be a Redskin. That had nothing to do with Alfred Morris. That could have been Frank Morris or Alfred Tillman. Could have been Rod Smith or anybody else. He wasn't being contacted for 4 and 5 yards at a time. Defensively, in the second half, they were terrible. Offensively, in the first half, they crippled their chances to win by making way too many mistakes. Jamison Crowder inside the 5-yard line. Redskins about to go up 7-0. Change the game completely. There's your game ruiner. Pass hits him directly in the hands. He volleyballs it to a defensive back. Second time in as many weeks that has happened. Not for Crowder. Last time it was Byron Marshall, but who really cares who it is? Then, moments later, Jamison Crowder on a punt return. Redskins crushing the field position game. Dallas is going 3 and out inside their own 20. The Redskins are getting the ball to start at the 49 and marching to the goal line. Now they're returning a punt again across midfield, and Crowder loses that fumble too. It's tough because I love Jamison Crowder, and I think he is a really good football player who's going to help for a while around here. Last night, you cost the game.
Yeah, behave normally. That's all I ask.
You cost the team a chance to come out and play well in a game they had to have.
Objectively, a good player who has done good things. He can no longer, he will never, ever field a punt again for me if I'm in charge. I just can't have it. I cannot have it. Thank you so much, Jamison, for your service in this area. Please go sit down and watch someone else just fair catch it. I don't care. All I ask out of special teams now is don't bonus. They boned us again last night. I can't have it. As a receiver, I don't know what else you do. I don't know what else, what other options you have, because you can't throw it to Doxson because he dropped a couple last night. You can't throw it to Crowder because he skipped one into the waiting arms of a defender. You can't throw it to Mo Harris because he got hurt after 5 seconds. Their best option in the receiving game was Ryan Grant. Congratulations, front office. You deserve a huge pat on the back. This is where we're at. It's not a good team. They're not good. And I talked myself into a whole bunch. Just remember, it caught up with them. And that's what it was. All these bad things that happened this year, whether it was personnel decisions, whether it was injuries, whether it's your second-round pick from last year just quitting, whether it's your second-round pick from this year who can't crack the field, your first-round pick is hurt, your first-round pick last year, it's time to step up. No stepping up occurs. They don't have it. They're not good enough. Again, big picture. This is systemic. Individuals, they're good players. Individually, there are good pieces and good guys and dudes that I root for and dudes that I like. And individually, a coach can be okay. This is a big systemic problem, and to pretend otherwise, I think, is folly. That's how it manifests itself.
You mentioned Jamison Crowder as a punt returner. Jay Gruden talked about that last night.
I don't have anybody to put back there right now. Okay, we just don't. Mo Harris is in a concussion protocol. I don't have anybody else to return a punt.
That's a great answer from
Jay
Gruden.
Yeah, he's frustrated. I get it.
But he's also right. They don't have punt returners. I guess D'Angelo Hall could have returned a punt and caught they could have said, go back there and just fair catch it. Maybe that would have been the solution, but they don't have another punt returner. The game ended up being, again, a referendum on Jay Gruden and a referendum on Kirk Cousins because it's the easy, lazy thing to do. And if that's what you're doing today, incorrectly, I don't know what to tell you. There are a lot of reasons why the Redskins lost last night. Jay Gruden was not one of them. Neither was Kirk Cousins. I know that burns the eardrums of a lot of the people that don't like those guys. Sometimes you got to hear things you don't like. I decided a while ago that at some point I was going to have to stop engaging in the Cousins discussion because at some point I was going to have to decide that the results are now in. The election is over, right? This guy can play football. And that happened a while ago. Today may be that day for me where I'm just no longer going to engage when someone says the earth is flat. See, if someone's preaching in a bar 3 seats down that we didn't actually land on the moon, I don't talk to that person.
Right, you don't get a seat at the table.
I keep staring straight ahead at the TV or I engage the person on the other side of me. If I hear someone shouting about a fake moon landing or telling me that the earth is flat, I dismiss that person as not able to have a conversation. And I think that's what I'm going to start doing now with the, did Kirk Cousins lose them the game last night, folks? Now, did he play poorly last night? Because you couldn't pay me enough to respond to someone who tells me that Tupac's alive in someone's basement. But those people are the same people who are telling you that the earth is flat and that Kirk Cousins played a bad game last night. So new rule for me, I will not engage in that conversation any longer. If you call in, I will do my job and I will interact, but I will not be moved to emotion. I will not spend any more time than is necessary just to do my job. Now, if you want to have an actual conversation about what Kirk Cousins is worth and should he be paid $30 million or should you walk or should you transition or franchise him, I am willing to do that today. But I will no longer tell you that the earth is round. I will no longer continue to walk you to the water. I have been spending 3 years trying to walk you to the water now. And a lot of other people have, by the way. We can't make you drink. If you can't see that the Redskins screwed this up, if you can't see that Cousins was the best thing on the field for the terrible offense that they were playing in the first half last night, running all over the place, making plays, making fadeaway throws to Crowder for 30 yards and putting dimes in the end zone to Josh Doxson over top of defenders. If you can't see what football people see, that he's been a foundational pillar for 3 years in a row, that he's a top 10 quarterback-ish in the league over the last 3 years as a starter, I'm not going to continue to discuss this with you. I'm just now going to operate as if we all have the understanding that the earth is round, and those people that are saying that it isn't don't need to be acknowledged. But I am tired of dragging people to the water and then turning around thinking they're about to take a sip as they run in the other direction. So for me, I'm going to focus on the things that mattered from last night. The turnovers, one of which was a bad Kirk Cousins play, by the way. That sack fumble where he lost the ball, bad ball control. and I thought held the ball too long in the pocket.
You got to throw it away.
Want to talk about a bad play? That was his bad play last night. It was costly, by the way. Short field he gave the Dallas Cowboys. I want to talk about Jamison Crowder putting a ball on the carpet and a ball in the chest of a DB. I want to talk about a defense that couldn't stop the run. I want to talk about an offensive line. It's hard for me to get upset at because you got two third stringers playing. That was an embarrassment in the first half of the game, and a defensive line that had no answers in the second half of the game. Let's talk about those things. Otherwise, you're going to do the heavy lifting today because I just can't keep having the conversation about what the Earth looks like from outer space.
Yeah, this is my desperation. Again, it's why if you come to me with a mock draft that doesn't include a defensive lineman, I'm going to send you back till you do it again. This is what they need. They've done this a million times where they start off okay. They start off okay, and they did. They started off really well. Next thing you know, they're worn down, and now you're getting hammered starting middle of the second quarter and beyond. It happened against Kansas City. It's happened a number of times this year in games that they've lost. They could do it for a drive or two, but then you realize, oh, my God, they're stretched razor thin, and they're not good enough. You just need so many more horses. You need so many more Balrogs, and they're just short. They have guys. They have Jags. They have Ziggy Hoods. With all due respect to a guy that's been a pro for a long time, nice career. You need to upgrade massively in this area.
In fairness, you were without Jonathan Allen and
absolutely
most of Matt Ioannidis last night because he's been a shell of himself since playing with a broken hand.
100%. I'm aware of the facts. And my point is you need six
Get
of
more.
Those guys.
I agree.
You need so many more, and they've shirked it for so many years. They've tried to fix it with Jason Hatchers or guys that played well in other schemes and systems. You need to find pieces for this. It's where everything starts. It's why Philadelphia is 10-1. It's why the teams that are consistent outside of New England, who's got Brady and Belichick, everybody else that's any good figures out a way to go get weapons,
Name
and they don't do it.
Name me one really good defensive lineman they've signed who you thought was going to come in here and have an impact. Now, you could say Hatcher, I guess, but he was in his 30s coming off a knee injury, and they overpaid him. Everyone kind of looked at that contract and said, you got to be kidding me. But it's a lot of Stacy McGee and Terrell McClain and Stephen Paya. That is not going to do it. 800-636-1067 is the number. 800-636-1067. Is how you can get a hold of us on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. Let's give out a couple of game balls if we've got them, and a lot of gassers next. The Redskins blown out by the Cowboys. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.